Blog Talk Radio.
You need to get it. He don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at. It's where he wanna be.
But it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo, man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that. Fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand.
Love.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Goddess Keys to Understanding with your host, Goddess Keys. After listening to that song, man, it got me thinking about a couple of other things that I wanted to talk about tonight as well. But I guess my opening question is, how many of you all does that song, how many of you all can you relate to that song? Because, wow, I know a lot of people, and I just know that letting go of a relationship can be very hard sometimes, especially if you, you know, been with somebody for a long time. And a lot of times we use longevity or history or whatever the case may be to stay in an unhealthy relationship with someone. And we know that that relationship is no longer serving us, but we find ourselves stuck in it. And I want to talk about why do we stay stuck? Why do we stay stuck in relationships that we know that are just not, you know, healthy for us emotionally, spiritually, mentally, you know? It's just an unhealthy situation, and a lot of relationships are very toxic because of it. So, like I said, I just want to talk about why do we hold on? Why do we hold on to toxicity? What's inside of us that's driving us to continue a relationship with someone that we know that they're cheating on us? We know that they're physically abusive to us. Why do we stay? And I know a lot of times it goes back to, you know, your childhood, what type of environment you grew up in, what was your day-to-day, relationships with your parents or your caregiver. So if all you saw was unhealthy relationships, subconsciously as a child, you know, that's recorded in you, in your psyche. And somehow, you know, throughout life that stays with us. And when we become adults, even when we, you know, get into relationships, we tend to take what we saw from our past, and we basically play out the same scenario, you know, in our adult relationships. So it can be a very unhealthy situation. So, I mean, if you think about it, if that is your situation and you have not healed from that, you have not even started the journey, you're basically taking unhealthy relationship, relating into a relationship with someone else who more than likely has not healed from their own traumas, you know, growing up. So now you have two unhealthy people in a relationship trying to make something work, and it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, and you're just going to have toxicity throughout the entire relationship. Okay, so, if anybody wants to call in right now, that would be great. I would love to take some callers right now. Hello, hello, hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is Robert. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Robert. What's going on with you?
I'm listening to your show, and the topic has had me intrigued all week, because for me, from a man's perspective, and I'm guilty of it, I think, but a lot of my homegirls are guilty of it too. They don't want to let go because they feel so invested. I mean, they get to the point where they feel like they've invested so much love, so much money, so much time, that the relationship owes them something, and they keep holding on like bait dangling in front of them, like it's, I'm so invested, I just gotta see if I'm gonna get a return. And when you get to that point, it's hard to let go because you want to win, and then you got pride and love and all that stuff invested, and you feel like, and you see, I mean, you can look around, you see posts, memes, whatever. People feel like they don't want to spend their time creating the perfect person for somebody else. Like, they finally got this person to where they are successful, or where they're doing better than where they were when they found them, and they feel like, oh, you owe part of that to me. You owe me a return. And if you live your life putting other people in a deficit, you find it hard to let go. Because you always thinking that they owe you something. I think a lot of people with relationships, your first relationship needs to be with yourself. And you need to figure out the things you need to let go of. And it's never too late to figure that out. It's never too late to figure out what you need to let go of. Not just making the other person the problem. Because if you don't figure out the things you need to let go of inside yourself, you're just going to attract the same type of energy. And then you're going to be going through the same cycle over again. So that's my male point of view. I've dealt with it. I'm guilty of it. But I think that ladies really need to learn what it is about themselves that they have to let go of so that they don't keep getting caught up in the same cycle.
Exactly. So you're basically saying that women, you know, first and foremost, we need to search deep within ourselves to find where we're most wounded at, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to my homeboys all the time, and we have a saying: behind every unsuccessful relationship is a group of homegirls making her feel like she did nothing wrong.
Right.
And that's never going to be 100% true. I'm not saying that women are always to blame, but when any relationship fails, the truth is either you did something that you could have done differently, or you wasted your time in a situation that never was going to be what you wanted it to be. And then you got invested trying to change or make better or improve, or you settled and when you finally either get let go of or decide that you have to let go, I mean, you got to honestly take a look at why things fail. If you look at any situation objectively, then you figure out what was the structural failure, why did this fall apart? And then you understand what it is about you need to let go of, what it is about being attracted to the wrong people you need to let go of. I mean, it's not just saying, hey, I need to let go of Tyrone and walk away, and then you meet the next Tyrone and you're stuck in the same situation. Yeah.
Right. So would you say that women, sorry, ladies, but I'm going to have to put us out there. Would you say that ladies do not like taking responsibility for their part?
Not at all.
The relationship
not at all. And I will tell you that is part of what self-sabotages a lot of women, is the fact that they and you've heard it, he's too nice, he's too this, that they choose someone who would justify the relationship failing. He has just enough flaws that if the relationship fails, they can blame them.
Right. That's
because if you're afraid to live up to a standard, if you're afraid that you're not good enough, if you're living with those insecurities that you haven't let go of, then you're never gonna feel worthy of the love you deserve. You're never gonna feel it's never gonna feel right. It's never gonna feel like it fits because you don't think you deserve it. So you settle, or you find somebody who can justify you having to be the one that let go of them.
Right.
So I mean, it's a serious topic. Your voice really needs to be heard because there are a lot of people out here hurting, both men and women. But if people don't understand what letting go really means, that it doesn't just mean letting go of the person,
right.
that it means letting go of the bondage mentally, emotionally, spiritually that
right.
some relationships put you in. It means letting go
right.
of your feelings of insecurity. It means letting go of the thoughts that you don't deserve certain things or that you're never going to have it. It's
mm-hmm.
a lot of things in life that you
right.
need to let go of.
Right.
And if you only think that physically letting go of somebody is the solution, then that's not even the surface.
Right.
Really.
Probably,
I mean,
yeah,
to free your...
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
To free yourself and free your mind and really let go of things can apply to so many relationships, but all of them need to start with the relationship you have with yourself and where you are and being honest about what you want
right.
and what you want to live with.
Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate
thank
your feedback
you.
From a male perspective. Okay, Robert.
Thank you for being a goddess and keep letting your light shine on these ladies. Somebody needs to hear this.
Thank you. Thank you. Much love. Much love, brother. Much love.
Much love. Keep doing your thing.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, yeah. So, basically, you know, us as women, we have a lot of pain that we have not yet dealt with, and we have to take responsibility for our lives and for the direction in our lives that we want to, you know, grow towards, okay? And holding on to an unhealthy relationship, that's not self-love, okay? It's not self-love. So we have to find a way to go inward and search within ourselves and find where that wound is, where it came from, that's causing you to participate in unhealthy, you know, behaviors, you know, within relationships. But also, you know, you have to understand what letting go really is. It's an unhealthy form of an attachment. Okay. There's, you have what's called attachment and you have what's called love. Most people are in attachments in relationships, okay? They're not in love relationships. Love relationships they're very difficult to find and to maintain them, and more so because so many people are stuck in their ego. They have not worked through any past traumas or anything of that nature, and they don't want to take responsibility for who they are. And so henceforth, they exhibit, you know, toxic relationship style, okay? So attachment comes from basically neediness. It's poisonous. It's very obsessive. It doesn't want to let go. You know, it'll have you, you know, lowering your standards to be with someone. That's attachment. Attachment is extremely obsessive. You know, you're afraid of being in a relationship with somebody, afraid that, you know, if they, you know, go into the next room, that they're going to be on their phone, messaging somebody else. It has you just feeling insecure within a relationship, because love is not like that. Love is very freeing. Love comes from a place of self-love. Okay. That's what love really is. When you genuinely, wholeheartedly love yourself and you're comfortable with who you are, you have a personal relationship with whatever higher power that is. You have resolved your traumas, you're healing, you're working through it. You're at peace with who you are as a person. You're at peace, okay? And when you're at peace, you're free. You're just free, you know? It's like people, you understand that people come and go through this journey of life, okay? You understand that you cannot be attached to that person. That's where suffering comes into place, when you're attached. Because when you're attached, that means that you're coming from ego. It's all about you. If that person leaves you, if that person cheats on you, if that person does anything that's not within your expectations of how a person is supposed to relate to you within a relationship, it's going to be unhealthy, and that's what attachment is. Okay, love is free. Love understands that people are meant to come into your life to teach you something about who you are. Okay, to teach you about who you are, and to help you evolve in your life. Okay, you understand that when you're coming from a place of love, and love has healthy boundaries in place. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and you love yourself so much where that love just oozes and it overflows from you, you give that freedom and that love to the next person for them to be free to be who they are and to be happy with their own life, you know, apart from you. And with that being said, you have healthy boundaries in place within the relationship, okay? And there's no stress. I mean, of course, you're going to have arguments, you're going to have disagreements because we are human, but it's a different type of relationship, okay? It's a different type of relationship. I've been in attachment type, you know, relationships, you know, and it's just stressful. It's stressful, you know, and it's unfair to the next person, you know, because you're so needy, you're so clingy, you know, you're codependent. You know, it's like the other person can't move without you being there. They can't have their own life outside of you. That's not healthy. Okay? It's not healthy at all. So, again, pretty much any change you want to see in a relationship, it has to start from within yourself. You have to go within yourself. Nothing outside of you is going to heal you. It's going to fix you. It's going to make you happy. I mean, yeah, you know, external things such as a relationship, cars, houses, material stuff, things of that nature, it'll serve a purpose temporarily to make you happy because it's coming from the ego. The ego is never satisfied. The ego is constantly wanting more and more and more and more and more, okay? So once you work through, you know, your attachments and, you know, just self-destructive, you know, behavior patterns and, you know, learn to love yourself, then that'll put you on the path of letting go of a relationship that you know is not healthy for you, okay? I am open for any callers. If anyone has any other questions, I'm open. Well, as of right now, we don't have any other callers. So thing would be is to, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, and I think just like with my own life, I had to ask myself, how did I even get here? How did I get here? And that's what you would have to ask yourself, how did you get here? And generally, like I kind of touched on earlier, your past, you know, and it's very important that people understand you have to go to your past a lot of times to figure out why you are the way you are. Why do you think the way you think? Okay. Why do you choose the relationships you choose? Why do you choose the career that you choose? You know, especially if it's toxic or if it's unhealthy, you have to basically go back there and figure out, because that's where most of our pain, that's where most of our self-destructive behavior patterns come from, is from our childhood. Again, from the environment that we were in, our parents, you know, our caretakers. Here's the thing. Childhood trauma. This is a passion of mine. Childhood trauma, you know, it's a breeding ground for toxic behaviors, you know, in your adult life. It's a breeding ground because when you are a child and you witness abuse, or if your parents are physically abusive, verbally abusive, mentally, emotionally, there's all sorts of abuse out there, okay? Trauma impacts people in different ways. No two people experience the same type of environment and walk away and have a traumatic experience, because you can take two children in the same household with the same parents. One child is going to respond to a situation totally different from the other child. Now, they're in the same household, same environment, same everything, but it's all about how a person is wired as far as how they respond to their environment. So if you witness or if you experience, you know, being abused, yelled at, cussed at, being whipped all the time, you are going to more than likely walk away with a very anxious attachment style. And that type of style is a person who is codependent. They're very needy, okay? Just because they didn't witness a lot of love, healthy, you know, relationship, healthy relationships within their house, you know, within their household, between their parents or their caregivers, because they didn't witness any of that. They don't know how to properly love. They don't know how to ask for it. So they become very clingy, very needy. And they carry that into their relationships. And so if you think back on your childhood, what you witnessed as far as how you saw, you know, people relating to one another, look at your current relationship style within how you relate with your partner. Are you needy? Are you clingy? Are you obsessive? It looks like I have a caller that's calling in. Hello? Caller is 469-644. Hello?
Hey!
Hey!
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. May I have your name, please?
This is LaWanda.
Hi, Wanda. How's it going?
It's going well. Just getting off work, so I'm just sorry I'm a little late.
Okay, so you know what the topic is about?
No, ma'am. Please share.
Letting go.
Okay.
Yes. So basically I was talking about letting go of unhealthy, toxic relationships, relationships that no longer serve you mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. That's what I was talking about as far as the differences between attachment versus love. There's a big difference between the two, but yet they both have a lot of similarities at the same time as well. But that's what tonight's topic is about, letting go.
Okay. Well,
do you have anything you want to add to that, ma'am?
No, I don't have anything right now to add to it, but thank you for updating me.
You're welcome. So what brings you on the line?
Just for the knowledge. I just felt, you know, that this is something, a topic, different topics I felt like that, you know, I would like to be more knowledgeable about. So that's why I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, hold on a second. I'm sorry. All right. Well, honey, I'm sorry. I was kind of distracted there. Well, thank you for calling in, Ms. Wanda.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right. So just continue listening, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, hon. All right, I guess I am going to take a quick break right now. All right, I will be back momentarily.
I'm making a statement, of my own opinion. Just a brief little reminder to help myself remember I no longer live in your dominion. No, 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 no. You're just trifling, nothing more than a liability. Got a bundle of your possessions outside the kitchen window right now. Letting go, letting go ain't easy. Oh, it's just exceedingly hurtful. Somebody you used to know is flinging your world around, and they watch as you're falling down. Evidently your words were merely lies, reverberating in my ear, and the echo won't subside. There's a deep, deep loss of hope, and the anger burns in me. I hope you don't get no ideas about reuniting, baby, cause that's the last thing I truly need. Your audacity, too much to be believed. Oh, go to meet me on your contact. Have to leave. Let it go, it is a. Oh, it's just exceedingly hurtful. Cause somebody used to know, flinging your world around, and they watch as you're falling down.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. Just so everyone knows, tonight is my first night. This is my first show, so just be patient with me. Just be patient with me. You know, the nerves are getting in, but you know what? I got this, okay? So as I was speaking about earlier, I was talking about childhood trauma. Childhood trauma. And the reason why I want to go back to it, because childhood trauma is very deep, okay? This topic is very deep, and a lot of people don't understand how it affects us as adults. And the sad part is because a lot of people don't know how it affects them in their adult lives. They walk around, and I've heard people say, and I think I've been guilty of saying it myself, this is just the way I am, you know? Can't nobody change me, you know, and you take pride in that. But that's so not true. That's not who you are. And so that being said, I keep going back to the topic of going inward because I know how it changed my life. You know, and so when I was going through my own you know, my own crises in my own life, I had to go back and I had to peel back the layers of how it all started, how Keisha started, okay? And I had to start asking difficult questions, you know, about myself and, you know, people in my life. I had to start asking questions so I could have a better understanding of Keisha, okay? And why Keisha was not functioning in her life the way that she knew she could or be better than what she was. So when I went back into my childhood, it uncovered a lot of pain, and that pain made me into who I was as a grown woman and how I related, you know, to, you know, my relationship, you know, and with my children, you know, and it was painful because all of us, we have a story. All of us have a story. We've all gone through something, whether it's been sexual trauma, physical trauma, you know, abuse, verbal abuse, you know, being ignored, you know, coming home from school, not having any food in the refrigerator. You know, that's trauma. That could be traumatic to a child, you know, and that can affect their psyche growing up. And that builds your character, who you are, you know, your unhealthy behavior patterns, how you relate to people. You know, like I said, everybody is different. Everybody is different. So not everybody came from an abusive background. But you may have come from, you know, a mother who had mental health issues, okay? And she was not nurturing at all, you know? It looks like I have another caller coming in. So I'll go ahead and take a caller. Caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. The topic is letting go. Is there anything that you would like to add to the topic? Or experience letting go?
I actually just tuned in, so I'm just getting caught up with what's going on. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. No. And what was your name again?
My name is Misty.
Hey, Misty.
Hey.
Hi. No, honey. No, we were talking about, I'm talking about letting go. Letting go of unhealthy relationships, toxic relationships, or pretty much letting go of anything that no longer serves you, but more so unhealthy relationships, you know, unhealthy attachment styles, how you attach, you know, you cling on to a person and you can't let them go, and that keeps you bound in an unhealthy relationship.
Right.
So that's basically what the topic is.
Okay.
Have you had any experiences with letting go of a person or anything of that nature?
I definitely say yes. I've had to let go of some friends. I've had to let go of even family.
Yeah. And how was that?
You know, it was maybe difficult at the beginning, but wanting to move forward and make things right for yourself and get yourself in a better place.
What was that, honey? You broke up on me.
I'm sorry. Just letting go of family. Can you hear me? Hello?
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 Oh, man, looks like we lost her. Well, Missy, if you would, if you don't mind, could you please call back into the show? I would love to hear your experience and how that, you know,
peace and love, everybody. We are actually going to take a break. So we apologize for the technical difficulties, but we're going to go ahead and take a break. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be right back.
Down and now she's been
about, she's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down, she's been pushed around, but they held her down in NYC. She has no regrets, she accepts the path. All these things they help you make she. She's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything. Yeah. You know I've been holding on.
Sorry about that, everyone. We're having technical difficulties. But it looks like Misty is back on the line. Misty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Sorry about that, hon. Having technical difficulties.
Oh, no
sorry
problem.
About that. All right. I think we were in the process talking about how you were working through letting go of a family member.
Some family members, right?
Right, some, okay. Oh, geez, honey. So how is that working for you?
It just didn't work. I mean, I just think that, you know, when you're moving forward and trying to get in a better place, it doesn't matter if it's friends or family. Some people just don't deserve to be in your life or in your space.
Right.
People feel like just because it's family that means that they have a right to stay, and you know, I don't agree.
Right. And that's true. You know, and people get this confused. Oh, well, because it's my family, I have to deal with their crap. You know, I have to deal with their toxicity
right. Because
that's my sister, or because that's my aunt, or just because it's my uncle. No. Because when you come from a place of self-love, you're not going to tolerate that
mm-hmm.
behavior from anybody, correct?
Correct. Right.
Right. Right. So because you have standards and things like that in place for yourself, that's how you were able to, you know, to draw the line and say no more.
Right. You know, and I just think it's harder for people when it is family because, you know, sometimes they give you the guilt trip or they feel like, oh, I've done this for you or this has happened. Or, you know, people are raised that family should stick together. That's
right. True
to a certain extent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. To what extent would you say that that line is drawn?
I think it has to be equal because sometimes people, you'll find yourself doing so much for other people, whether that's, you know, helping someone or financially or just, you know, and they'll just drain you. And when it's, you know, you might need something or someone to just talk to and they never are available to assist you or help you, you just have to sometimes evaluate and be like, this is not a two-way street, you know. You're just here to gain everything
right.
from me.
Right. And then they're not willing to meet you halfway, you know. Hello?
Right, or if there's a disagreement, or, you know, they just feel like, oh, since you're my sister, or you're my cousin, or you're my auntie, you know, I can say whatever I want to say to you, treat you however, and you're just supposed to accept it, and no, it doesn't work that way.
Exactly, exactly, and I totally agree. I had to do that, you know, with a family member, though, you know, broke my heart. But here's the thing is that not everyone knows how to have a proper conflict resolution, you know, because of their own, how they view themselves, you know. So if people don't love themselves or they have unhealthy relationship styles, things of that nature, when you try to have healthy dialogue with them to try to communicate how you feel about a certain situation, and if that person is not there where they can equally have a healthy dialogue to help healthy conflict resolutions within the relationship, if that person is not there, that's when you have to draw the line in the sand and walk away and say, you know, as much as I love you, you're not there yet. And that's okay. I'm going to give you the space, you know, to deal with whatever you need to deal with. And when you get to that point in your life where you are able to have a healthy conversation with me, which will lead to a healthy relationship with me, then, you know, I can sit down and talk to you. But until that happens, then I'm just going to have to just give you your space and, you know, just let you handle whatever it is you're dealing with. So, and, you know, it's just unfortunate that you have to be like that with your family. But, you know, that's just what it is. And it's disheartening, you know, because nobody really wants to cut their family member off, right?
Right.
Because that's family, you know. Family's supposed to stick by you, but that's not true. And the old adage goes, it's, you know, blood is thicker than water. No, not necessarily.
No.
You know, that's not always the case.
Yeah,
so.
Because you come across friends, you know, sometimes that you build relationships with and bond that, you know, that's there for you way more than what your family would ever be there for you. So,
right.
You know,
right.
I think I just, you know, judge people just off themselves. I don't care if you're my family, friend, coworker, what, you know, so.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your experience, you know, because a lot of people are going through that, you know, or have gone through it, you know. I think most people have, you know. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. It's just, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, you just have to always want better for yourself. And when you want better for yourself, you're not going to tolerate toxic behavior from other people, no matter who it is, you know. So,
right.
You know, I tell people to always choose you. That's not selfish. That's not selfish.
No.
That's selfless. Because when you always choose you, you're going to choose healthy relationships for you, okay? All right. Well, Missy, I do appreciate you calling in tonight, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed the conversation.
All right. Have a good night, hon.
You too.
All right. Thank you. All right. Looks like I have another caller calling in. Dwight.
Peace, Queen.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome, brother. Doing awesome. You have been,
man,
you want to add to the topic, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. I was just listening in, and I was first. I want to congratulate you on your first show,
thank you.
I want to commend you on such a great job, despite the technical difficulties. You got through it. You are that natural that I knew you were, and this topic is on point because when we come into the know, right? We move past believing. My concept of everything must change. There's a lot of things that we must unlearn and relearn, and mainly when it comes to the concept of relationships and how we view people in our lives, and basically the level of expectations, if any, has to be removed once we know that expectations really ruin relationships. And when it comes down to it, that is a standard that we all live up to. The polarity in it is either we're living up to somebody else's expectations or we're expecting them to live up to our own. So once you come to a place of self-realization and knowing yourself and loving yourself, and in that place of not needing anyone's love to validate you, you become the source of your own love. You become the source of your own infinite, abundant amount of love. You don't need anyone to validate you, anybody to make you feel good. You become that, all of that for yourself. You know that you are enough. And see, the problem is with most of these relationships, most of us get into them looking for love. We need the love to be given to us, but we're not even in a place to reciprocate it back. So mostly, mainly as men, we deal with this. Most men do, because we're always looking for a woman to save us, a woman to fulfill us, a woman to make us feel whole. And the problem is within that, when you're trying, or when you come into a situation where you're looking for somebody to make you whole and you're not whole, it's only a negative, taken from a negative. And the sad part about it is most men run across women who are whole, who are ready to love them fully and commit to them, but they are not in a place to receive it. And over time, it damages that woman. It damages that woman. Right. And over time, she begins to repeat the cycle, because she begins to see the same things, the same traits in the last dude, and the expectations and the hope. See, it becomes a thin line between what you want for somebody to be doing for you and what you see that they do. So you get past what you see because what you want from that individual. Right. And so it's like you got to remove all of that, and that's the power of loving yourself. So very on point, very on point topic, Quinn.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you.
You're very well. You're very well. You've done well.
Well, thank you. You know, it's the nerves, but I'm okay.
But the nerves are natural. Nerves, I'll just say this and I'll let you round out your show. The nerves are natural. The nerves mean that you are embracing the moment. This is why speaking is such a crucial, critical thing. Not everyone can do it. But see, your throat chakra is still exercising good. I still hear you clearly. Your voice is resonating. You're not lost in your speech. Of course, the nerves are natural, as I said. So speak through them, as you've been doing. It's a good thing. That you're natural. That you're nervous. So embrace it, beloved. And you are good. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one, okay?
All right, you too. Namaste.
All right, namaste. Bye. All right. Yeah, so basically, in a nutshell, with everything that was discussed tonight, letting go, it can be very difficult. Especially when you don't love yourself, and that is a big thing for me, because when I understood what self love was and what it wasn't, it set me on a whole new trajectory in life. Okay, and with that being said, I want to leave everyone with this. Until you go within yourself, okay? Go to that wounded part of yourself. Go to that hurting part of yourself. Go to that painful part of yourself. Just go there. Just go there. And ask yourself, do I want to continue another day on this path of my life? Because this is my life. I only have one life, one shot at creating the life that I really want. When you start asking the honest questions about who you are and what you want out of your life, something in you is going to start changing. Something in you is going to click, okay? Letting go. Like I was saying earlier, letting go can be anything. But letting go of who you used to be, first and foremost, is going to be what you're going to need that's going to change your life. And when you let go of who you used to be and step into who you are, because who you are is already there. It was there since you came into existence. It's already there. It's just the world. You know, all the crap that you've experienced in your lifetime has muddled over your true self, who you really are. So once you tap into who you really are, and that's when you tap and you step into your greatness, okay? And that makes letting go of anything that's no longer serving you that much easy to let go and to walk away from it. When you don't love yourself, you're looking for something outside of you to complete you, to make you feel love, to make you feel good about yourself, to validate you. You don't need anything or anybody outside of yourself. And when you understand that you are all you need, and whatever higher power, okay, that you can go to center yourself, to ground yourself, and to and put you at a place of peace within yourself, you're just going to be stuck in life. You're not going to grow, man. You're not going to grow, and you're just going to keep repeating the same behavior patterns, the same relationship patterns, the same everything. The same everything. You have to love yourself. Don't let anybody, any religion, nothing tell you that that is selfish. No, that is the most selfless thing that anybody can ever do for themselves, is to love who they are, to accept who they are. Because when you love who you are, you're not going to tolerate bullshit. Excuse my language. You're just not going to tolerate it. You're going to have boundaries. You know, you're going to have self-respect. You're going to have dignity, you know. You know, you're going to be able to peep game off the bat. You know, it's just your whole perception of life, your whole perception of who you are, just everything about you will change, and that will put you on a path of healing and wanting better for who you are, wanting a better life, period, wanting a healthy relationship, whether it's with your family, your kids, you know, whoever, you know. But the thing of it is that you have to put in the work. You have to put in the work. Nothing changes until you change. You got to change your mindset, or you're just going to keep living the same old miserable life. And I know you don't want to do that. So, you know, just think about what I said, and, you know, like I said, when you know better, you do better, and you got to put in the work. Self-love is first and foremost. So I appreciate everyone for tuning in tonight. You can catch me every third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Goddess Keys to inner Understanding. Your host, Goddess Keys. And until next time, thank you. Have a good one. I
thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 days. Thought moving around make me feel better.